At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Spotted. Kicked. And it is no good.
Not even close.
It's not even close. It barely reaches the end zone, and the game is over, and the Philadelphia Eagles have escaped with a 10-7 win. Wow. What a game.
What a game. And it wasn't close. I mean, he did have, like, two shots at it, though, because McManus took the he, like, did a practice kick during the timeout?
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to do that.
Sirianni was flipping out.
Yeah, he was hot. Yeah. He was hot like fish grease.
He certainly was. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. We got a lot coming up. Talk about our 12 o'clock hour. Now that Hugh's back as a true football guy, it's football guy hour at 12 o'clock. I mean, myself, Hugh Douglas. We'll have Jason Avant for the full hour.
Hey, can't wait to talk to Jason.
The lunch hour with Jason Avant and Ross Tucker. I mean, that's a lot of football guys in 1 hour.
Especially, and me.
And Kyle. And especially and Kyle. That Hugh's back. Because otherwise, you know, it still would have been a football guy hour. But, you know, I mean, it wouldn't have been
There's finally three football guys on the show.
Yeah. It's about time. I mean, after
good to have you back.
All those times.
Do we expect to keep him for very long, though?
No. I mean, like, this is.
I'm saying, man, that was a great game to watch. It was fun to watch. I was sitting there watching that game, and I was having flashbacks. And every time somebody got hit, I was like, damn, like they were cracking. The pads were cracking last night. It was old school.
Yeah, it was outstanding. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Then we want to play for you what Devontae Smith said after the game about the Eagles going for that fourth down late in the game that really gave the Packers a tremendous field position to try to kick their field goal to tie the game. Justin Woodbury is up on WIP. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Justin.
So, did I have fun with the game? No, I did not. I lost a lot of hair on the top of my head. I was stressed out of my mind. There was just so many mistakes, so much crap calling, the conservative calling. I'm just going to touch base on like three things and then I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
Only attempting 2 to 3 deep balls throughout the game and then calling those plays when it just didn't work, right? Sirianni, they're not trying to take advantage of, you have two elite wide receivers in this league, throw them the deep ball. If they make the play, which most of the time they will, awesome. If they don't, you still have a chance to draw penalties. They just don't take advantage of that enough. One other thing nobody talks about, Michael Parsons' blatant tripping call.
Yeah, they missed that.
Clear trip. Yeah, it absolutely was. Yep.
Yeah. If they replay it on the TV, the commentators, it's to let you know, like, hey, guess what? This guy just did this. They didn't call it. That was a pivotal, you know, point of the game. I get Sirianni's call to not kick the field goal was stupid and everybody's talking about it. But everybody forgets that the second to last drive, they had the Packers being forced to burn all three of their timeouts and the 2-minute warning. They run the ball on first down, get the Packers to blow a timeout, and then they throw the damn ball 2 times in a row and kill no clock. And then thank God Josh Jacobs, I believe, was when he fumbled. If he didn't, who knows how that drive would end.
We were talking about that, man.
Justin, you're right about that. So that second to last drive, they ran like a sprint out with Hurts on the second down. It was second and eight. And I think they thought they could get an easy, quick completion inbounds to Goddard and the clock would run and maybe they'd get the first down, maybe they'd get five or six and get it to a manageable third down. But Parsons flew in so fast that Hurts basically had
a running start.
Yeah, Hurts just had to throw the ball away, and it turned out to be a ridiculous play call because, like you said, they didn't burn any clock there.
Yeah, and the last two quick points I'm going to make. The best drive they had was the drive after halftime, right? They had, like, three play fakes to the running back in a row. Goddard, I think, made two of those big plays, that touchdown drive.
Yep.
Right? That was their best drive. They run away from that afterwards. As great as the defense was, I love Fangio. That hurry-up offense the Packers ran right after on the next drive, Fangio didn't blitz at all, and they were able to do 12 plays, 4 minutes, 56 seconds or something. And he wasn't blitzing to get pressure, and you had Love, like, on his toes. He was scared back there, and then that one drive gave him the confidence. So that's all I want to talk about. The offense was pretty bad. And Sirianni, you know, he's too conservative. I think looking at his face yesterday during the game, I think he's fed up with the offense coordinator. I think he wants to take the plays back.
Justin, it's an interesting
parallel. There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, there is
with
a lot. Well, it's an interesting parallel. And good phone call, man. If he is frustrated with his own hire of Kevin Petullo, and look, we have plenty of time to get there. We're on the Packers game today. But it is an interesting parallel. This weekend, in come the Lions, right? And their head coach, who was an offensive guy, took back play calling because he was frustrated with his own coordinator that he hired. So that's going to be interesting as we go down the stretch of the week. The offense wasn't good last night. I do think it is fair to point out
they played a really good defense. It's the best
defense they've seen all year.
They played a stout defense that was stout against the run. Yeah. And they still were able to do some things against them.
Next three games, they're going to play the Lions, who are solid, but not like the Packers on defense. The Cowboys, who are terrible on defense. And the Bears, who are average at best on defense. Mm-hmm. If the offense looks like this, then we've got real concern heading into December. I expect them to score more points the next few weeks.
I agree. Sometimes you got to tip your hat to the other team, kind of like the Phillies and the Dodgers.
Sometimes you just run into a really good pitching staff. Why are we doing that?
Yeah. Eagles played a good defense.
But they won.
Good
point. See, the biggest difference is they won.
No, they did, but the offense looked awful.
The offense was awful.
Yeah. We made fewer mistakes than the Packers.
Yes.
Just like the Phillies made more mistakes than the Dodgers.
The bigger picture is the offense has not looked great the entire season, guys, except for one game. Right? We've had spurts, right? The passing game looked good for a few weeks there in the middle of October. The run game had the one big game against the Giants. Last night, although it was only 10 points, it was more of what the offense has kind of been all year. Choppy. They can't get everything going at once. I mean, that's what the offense has been most of the season. All right, can we hear from DeVonta Smith after the game? So DeVonta Smith, he was on Scott Van Pelt last night after the game. As we assign blame for the ridiculous, and I just keep saying the word ridiculous because it's the only word I can come up with that is just sums it up. A ridiculous decision by the Eagles to go for that fourth down and not put the football away. Let's hear how DeVonta summed up the decision to go for the fourth down.
You've got the ball in your hand. It's fourth down. And I get it, taking a shot, because maybe you get a PI and maybe 11 comes down with it. Or if they look to you, maybe you do. But we were kind of surprised that you guys made the snap in that situation. Were you?
No, not really, man. You know, we got all the trust in those guys, man. Whatever 1 and 11 want to do. If that's what they call, that's what they want to do. We're rolling with it.
Now you heard him. What? Whatever they want to do.
Excuse me?
Whatever they want to do.
What am I talking about? Hold on a second. Let's unpack that for a second.
What are we unpacking?
Well, who made the decision to go for it?
Wait a minute. Are we recklessly speculating?
Well, yeah.
You know, I like to recklessly speculate.
Okay, so let's unpack it. Let's unpack it. What 1 and 11 want to do, obviously he's talking about the quarterback and the other receiver.
And AJ. 1 and 11.
1 and 11.
Yeah, 1 and 11. Mm-hmm.
What they want to do,
I got it. I was like the other receiver.
Well, he didn't say 1 and 6. He said 1 and 11. What 1 and 11 want to do, we do. Hugh, it's time to recklessly speculate here.
Recklessly.
Well, I have a bit of, I'm going to ask you to recklessly speculate, and then I have a little bit of evidence that was brought up in the morning show that I just went back and watched myself. Do you think that was a Nick Sirianni call, or did Jalen and AJ decide, let's take a shot?
Well, first of all, before I answer this question, mm-hmm. Kyle needs to apologize to me.
To you?
Yes.
No.
Excuse me?
No.
Yes.
You're in our good graces today.
Kyle needs to apologize. Because he gave me a lot of grief.
Yeah.
When I said weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're still on the nonsense that the quarterback took over
when I
an
said
entire
week,
half worth
when
of play
I said
calling.
Weeks ago. I said this weeks ago.
No. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, hold on.
Yes, I did.
No.
I said
quarterback's audible all the time. That was not what we were talking about.
You were
about.
Doing so well this morning, Q. I mean, you were doing so well.
Kyle, are you apologizing?
No. Absolutely not. There's nothing to apologize for.
But like I said, like I tried to tell y'all
changing
weeks ago.
Changing one play isn't taking over play calling at halftime,
like
Q.
I tried to tell y'all weeks ago.
Did Hurts and AJ go rogue on the fourth down?
It looks like it, don't it?
Holy hell. Remember in Seattle a few years ago, they did the same thing, and it was an interception that night. We got away with it last night.
Wait a minute, but what evidence do you have that might suggest that they went
well,
rogue?
Well, so I heard Seth Joyner at the end of the morning show say that he saw on the screen, when after the fourth down was incomplete, he saw the camera pan to Sirianni, and you could see him mouthing, why? So I didn't catch that in the moment.
I need to see that.
But I went back and watched it. I pulled up my DVR on my phone. And you can clearly see that they show the
ooh, send me that.
I will. They show the pass from Hurts down the sideline, right? Incomplete. And they pan to the sideline. And Sirianni starts walking away, like turning his back. And he's going, why? So here's
sounds
my thing.
Like a glimpse into my living room.
Yes. But can I ask a question? Very simple one. Who's in charge? I understand if, like, all right. If they changed the play or they decided to take a shot, maybe you're frustrated at them. You know how you can avoid that if you're the head coach? Put the punt team on the field.
Yeah.
Don't let the quarterback and receiver just do what they want.
Well, maybe. Okay, I'm recklessly speculating. I don't know. Maybe they were trying to get them to jump off sides.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
And so then I guess there was, we had a timeout left, right?
We did. They didn't have
any. Yeah, we had one. And maybe they were going to tie. But somebody saw something and said, ooh.
We'll kill him with this one.
We're going to kill him with this one. Hey, you know how it goes, Joe. You know, you lay that outfit out, I'm going to kill him with this one.
And then
it didn't happen. And next time, what are you doing? 27 seconds left on the clock. Like, smart money tells you that you should just punt it away.
Of course.
You know what's funny? And we were in the meeting this morning, and we were trying to figure out, when has that happened again? And it just dawned on me. I remember watching the game with Gilly the kid, and Gilly was like, they were playing the Commodores.
It was 2023.
Yes. Yeah. And Gilly asked me, he said, okay, it was at the end of the game. And he said, I said, the game is won or whatever. What are they going to do next? I said, they're probably just going to punt it away.
So the game you're referencing, they had the ball in the 28, could have kicked an easy field goal to win the game. They scored a touchdown, and the Commanders had a chance to come back and score their own touchdown.
And I was surprised because you were already winning that game, and you went for it. And like, old school knowledge tells you that, you know, in a situation like that, you already got the win. Just go ahead and kick the ball away and let the clock run out. They didn't do that. So there is some history with him doing something similar. You know, but when you come with this new evidence talking about why, it just kind of looked like they probably went rogue a little bit.
So, all right. So we can blame them. We could say they were over aggressive. The person in charge of the football team is the head coach. If he puts the punt team out there, that doesn't happen. So if it was Hurts and Brown doing it on their own, that's on that. But remember that game in Seattle that same year? They did the same thing. And remember, he had a really weird and bizarre explanation, and it didn't make any sense. And then it came out weeks later. Remember, I think it was AJ said it, that he was covering for us. Last night, because his explanation after the game last night was ridiculous, talking about the Minnesota game, the Cleveland game. Like, it made no sense. Well, all right.
That's a good, like.
Well, it's a player's coach, but he also could avoid it by putting the punt team on the field.
They're going to get you fired.
My Lord. My Lord. All right, 215-592-94.
Well, you got to love Nick Sirianni for that, though.
Yeah.
If that's the case, if that was a rogue play and he sat up there and he mumble mouthed that whole thing.
That was a mumble mouth.
Just to save his players. I got more respect for him. I always had respect for him, but I have even more.
Again, maybe next time just put the punt team on the field and avoid all this.
What did AJ say after that? Sirianni makes himself look like a fool for us.
Yeah. That
kind of validates it right
but
there.
But also, don't even put your offense on the field.
Yes. you are the grown-up. Be the grown-up. All right, let's hear how it sounded last night right here on WIP.
Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Monday Night Football. It's special. And it's always an honor to be here at the NFL's greatest shrine. It's a quarterback draw. Up the middle he goes, across the 20, across the 15. And Jalen Hurts, now they say the ball was fumbled. It's picked up by the Packers. Now let's see what's called. Was Hurts down?
Yep, the ball comes out.
It is a fumble.
It's punched out as he's going down.
In the gun again is Love. Puts a man in the motion. He's back. He's being chased. He's being grabbed. He fumbles the football. I think the Eagles have it. Let's see. Eagles ball. So what looked like at least a 3-0 Packers lead at halftime is now in the hands of the Eagles. Hurts is back. He's looking, loading up, and he is firing the football out of bounds with no seconds on the clock. That's the end of the first half with the score. Not a thing. Nothing. Hurts on second down. Goes, fires, and completes it, and has a first down to Goddard. He thinks. He's back. He's looking. He fires. Complete. Down at the Packers 40, and he's got Goddard again to break a scoreless tie. Jake Elliott. Kick is away, and the kick is good. And we've got a score, ladies and gentlemen. The Eagles are up 3-0. 4th and 9. So the Packers are taking a chance. Love takes his drop. He steps up. He's looking. He fires. Incomplete. A great play by Reed Blankenship. Hurts is back. Hurts steps up. He looks. He fires out in the flat. Complete. And running with the football is Barkley. Breaks a tackle. Down the left sideline. To the 50. To the 40. To the 35. Hurts to Barkley. The biggest play of the game. Hurts fakes. Looks. Steps up. He is floating the football. It is for Devontae Smith. Touchdown!
Smitty got it.
He took it away from the defender. He took it out of the hands of Evan Williams. Love falls. Gives it to Jacobs. And Jacobs pushes and shoves. And he's in for the touchdown.
He just won't go down.
Plenty of time left. 5:49. The Eagles 10. The Packers 7. Man did his job. He put it down deep. And with 2:18 to go, the Packers are 90 yards away from taking the lead and perhaps 60 yards away from having a field goal attempt to tie it. 4th and 1. Love takes the snap, gives it off to Jacobs. Now there's a penalty flag thrown for the Eagles offside.
The Eagles were not offside.
The Packers. And the Eagles stopped them. The Eagles stopped them right here.
Jalen Phillips is such a man.
It is 4th and 6. Hurts is going to throw. He is going to float it for A.J. Brown, and it is incomplete with 27 seconds to go. Boy, Mike, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that one.
I kind of think a punt might have been an order. Love, loading up. He lets it fly. It's complete outside the 45-yard line. It's going to be 64 yards. There it is. Spotted. Kick. And it is no good.
Not even close.
It's not even close. It barely reaches the end zone, and the game is over, and the Philadelphia Eagles have escaped with a 10-7 win.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What a night. What a performance. The Eagles defense, top tier. I mean, that was a Super Bowl performance from the front seven last night, shutting down the Green Bay Packers. Saquon making a huge play. Devontae, I mean, guys, there is a new number one wide receiver on this football team. His name is Devontae Smith. A lot to unpack. 215-592-9494. Well, no, hold on a second. That was two years ago. You can't sit on the take for 2 years and then say I was right the whole time.
No, you can.
No, sometimes it just takes time.
Yep.
What you were is wrong for 2 years until it changed. I mean, that's all.
No, it has changed. That's why I can't wait to talk to Jason Avant because I want to see how he watched the game.
Yes.
You know, we had a chance to talk to him last week, Joe, and he has a unique perspective when he watches football. And last night, I kind of watched it from his perspective. Yeah. So I have questions. I got questions.
One thing I want to ask Jason, you know, we're all mad at Sirianni, Hurts, AJ, whatever, for the decision on the fourth down. Did you think AJ fought for that football? Because it didn't look to me like he fought for that football.
See, what the hell? He's recklessly speculating. I'm going to wait until Jason gets here. I'm not trying to put Jason in a bad spot and try to get him to throw folks under the bus. I just want to see if he saw it that way.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see him fight for the ball. Stephen Egg Harbor's up. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, what's up? I'll tell you, you guys watched the game. It must have been great watching it. But I'll tell you what, just listening to it on the radio like I did last night at work, it's just amazing listening to the game, too. Yeah, I think you get even more nervous not being able to see what's going on and listening to Merle and Mike announce the game. I mean, it was incredible. Our defense is just unbelievable, it looks like, again. And I'll tell you what, everybody's talking about the number one seed, which would be great and everything, but I'll take health because the way our team and our defense particularly is playing, I think we can go anywhere and win at anybody's stadium. I just want to go into the playoffs healthy, and I like our chances.
Well, Steve, I agree with that. I mean, I'd like to have as many home games as possible. And Steve, man, we appreciate the phone call. But I agree. I mean, they went to Green Bay and they won last night, right? And now they get Detroit here at home. Look, they went to Los Angeles last year and won. Now this group, this team with Sirianni and Hurts hasn't won road playoff games. Both their runs to the Super Bowl have come at home. So we want home playoff games. But I agree. I mean, they have a lot of character on this team. They can go win road games. Sean in Florida is up on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Guys, I'm Joe. You, I'm done with it, bro.
Done with what?
I'm done with it. Yesterday I was watching that game. I was so angry.
Sean.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
We got you. Yeah. What are you done with it particularly?
Sean.
Listen, man. I'm sorry.
Calm down, Sean.
Hold on. Let him cook.
I got to say it, bro. Jalen Hurts. I'm done with it. Here's the thing, bro. For a guy that is so mature, right? Like, we know who this guy is off the field. Mm-hmm. How can you be so immature on the field? Tell me, you guys gotta explain this to me. You, Joe, explain.
Wait a minute, okay, Sean. What are we talking about? I'm gonna let you go. But what are we talking
about?
You
got two wideouts, man. You got AJ Brown. Like I'm watching this in real time. I know how close AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts were together when AJ Brown first got traded here. For you, this dude is purposely not passing him the ball. I know this for a fact.
See, Sean.
I know this to be true.
Sean.
Huh?
Sean.
Yeah.
This is what I need. Like,
He's cooking.
You're cooking, but this is what I need you to do. Because when is Jason Avant coming on?
12 o'clock.
He's coming on at 12. You need to tune in at 12 because I think, like, I watched some of the stuff. I saw some of the stuff that you saw. But there was a lot of times where, if we're being fair, AJ didn't get separation. Now I need
to. Listen, but here, no, you're not going to get away with that, Hugh.
No, listen,
AJ
listen
Brown
to what I'm.
Has never been a receiver.
Wait a minute, Sean.
Yes.
Now, what I'm saying is this. You're right. And I've seen AJ go up and muscle people out for the football.
How come he didn't do it on the last play?
Yeah. That's the question, Sean. I think I hear what you're saying. And I understand it. I'm not trying to shut you down.
Yeah.
But when you look at it compared to what Devontae's doing right now, Devontae, man, is getting a lot of separation. And when you're talking about a quarterback, I'm just playing devil's advocate because you saw what you saw.
Yeah.
But if you got a quarterback that already doesn't want to turn the ball over or throw ball like 50-50 balls, and you got somebody that's getting clear separation, what do you do? Again, you got to tune in, man, because I cannot wait to talk to
you.
Jason.
Throw it to the open man. Sean, man, we appreciate your phone call. And look,
I saw the same thing he did, Joe.
Jalen did not have a great game last night. It was one of his worst of the year, actually, if we're being fair. But he did make a couple plays late that were big plays to win the game. I mean, that's the truth. He did.
Yeah.
It was, and I do think it is fair to bring up that was the best defense they played all year, right?
Yes.
If that was a mediocre defense, if it was a bad defense, I'd be like, uh-oh. Jalen didn't have a great game. He had a fumble early. He cannot have, but that defense is really good, and they won the game. I mean, they won the game last night, and the Eagles' defense, that to me is the story last night. The Eagles' defense and the front seven looked like a Super Bowl front seven.
Yeah.
That's the story.
There was a sequence where I think Hurts tried to throw three interceptions.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah,
game.
He did.
Tough
he threw one night. Across his body.
Oh, my God. I screamed. I was like, what are you doing? Stop. All right.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? All right, 215-592-9494. What a game. A lot to talk about with you on the phones. We'll keep that going, and Merrill Reese will join us coming up. He called the game last night right here on WIP. Merrill, next, your phone calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The NBA season is back, and Fanatics Sportsbook is already running plays straight out of a championship playbook, y'all. Here's the deal. You guys have heard me talk about fan cash, and remember, every time you bet with Fanatics Sportsbook, you're earning up to 10% fan cash win or loss. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash. Fan cash unlocks real value. You can flip with it with authentic NBA gear, game tickets, and access to exclusive Fanatics events with NBA legends. But that's not all they're doing. It's not the only thing they got going on. Because as the listeners know, where other sportsbooks let injuries kill your bet, Fanatics Fair Play protects all bets from first half injury across pro football and pro basketball. So if your player goes out with an injury, Fanatics Sportsbook keeps your bet in play. Make the switch and get more plays to win with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.